many artists have a problem to combine those worlds, being a political individual and an artist. So would you consider yourself being more a political person or an artist, or both?
That's a very interesting question. Well, you mentioned the words artist and the word political, and I think as languages as they are, they have very specific meanings attached to them, and I think it's been our role in the last, throughout this century, is to question what these terms mean and what they mean in particular for the practitioners, the people that are doing art and the people that are doing politics. Because I see them as language, I see also that maybe it would be helpful to replace the artistic and the political with something like a new terminology, let's say. Not completely new, but just replace with other words. If we replace art and political with aesthetic practices, for example, what we have is a combination of intentions and behaviors that are not so polarized into the beautiful or into the political, but actually represent a convergence of art and politics in terms of actions in the world. And that's how I see most of the aesthetic practitioners I work with, is people intervening in the world. And of course, art and politics in that sense are not separated. They are together.
In your work, both is like having a strong connection to each other. And I wonder if you think of your project as social sculptures. Is that like something you could be befriended with, to think of social political sculptures?
Yeah, it's a great term, social sculpture. I usually play with it, actually, when I meet people that tell me, they ask me if I'm doing sculpture, I say I do social sculpture. It's a sort of homage to Joseph Beuys, who somehow changed the artistic scene. Yes, he was one of the people that contributed to changes that are still happening.
So that would be like a major figure in the art world that is inspiring for you, Joseph
Beuys. He's one of them, but I think there's so many others and that inspire me, contemporary as well.
I lost my voice today. Can you tell us a little bit about the idea of this work?
Well, this has been an attempt to bring together an archive of what we call tactical audio. And it started with a call for works in London in 2005, in which I invited different cultural practitioners to send me works that dealt with or reflected what tactical audio meant to them. And I received many contributions. Some of them was sound, others was visual as well. I accepted video and photography. And within the sound contributions, there were things from many genres, from field recordings to documentation of political actions or demonstrations in public spaces. Then there was also documents of performances. There was a lot of hip-hop and other song-based work. And so the variety of contributions actually reflected what is this mix of the political with the aesthetic that we discussed in the beginning, and reflects the way all the artists, I believe, even in their most personal works, dealing with political values and positioning themselves in the social sphere. And so from this variety of contributions, I organized the material in four sections, and I had a vinyl pressed with four tracks, and the idea is to create a piece that could be played simultaneously by four record players?